We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass is picked. Intercepted back the other way. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Intercepted by Jamel Dean.
Anytime you get punched in the mouth like that and really beaten handily in all three phases, you've got to be critical of yourself and learn from your mistakes. The big thing that we cannot allow this loss to lead into a bad performance versus a really talented Houston Texans team. You just can't allow one loss to become two.
Cross your fingers it doesn't. Those are the words of Matt LaFleur. Hey, what's for dinner tonight? Quick Trip, they got you covered. Take-home meals prepared fresh in their kitchen, sent out to the stores and ready to heat and eat in yours. Choose from a variety like fettuccine alfredo with chicken, turkey with potatoes and gravy, beef stroganoff, pork chops, turkey, whatever. Look, they fix them. You take them out, heat them and eat them. Good way to go. And use your Quick Rewards card as well. Start earning some points back. Quick Trip, they have got you covered. That's what's for dinner tonight. Good stuff. We bring him in now, our Green and Gold Insider, Michael Clemens, hanging out with us. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
This is, I expect kind of a shootout in this game because defensively speaking, both teams are reeling somewhat. But now with no David Bakhtiari, he's in street clothes today. Oddly enough, Aaron Jones nowhere to be found today at practice. Some things going on, and you got to worry about the additional weapons that Aaron Rodgers has as well, as Tyler Irvin's still nursing injuries.
Yeah. When you talk about the backfield, we don't know what the deal was with Aaron Jones. He was at practice yesterday. Don't know if something happened later after the media was excused, if it's a personal thing, whatever the situation is. LaFleur is going to speak a little bit later this hour or next hour, and we should get an announcement then. And Aaron Jones was actually supposed to talk to reporters during this hour as they're wrapping up their Friday final practice of the week and then a walkthrough tomorrow before they get on the plane and fly to Houston. The thing is this, the loss to the Bucs is significant. Even though it's only like the fifth career loss for Matt LaFleur, it's a 4-1 team that, you know, just was so much in control in those first four games of the season. It was a setback in a lot of ways. Maybe it's the jerseys, Bill. Maybe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers jerseys look too much like the 49ers.
But I guess.
You know, I mean, the Bucs made so many improvements over a 10-day break, starting with going from having 8, 9, 10 penalties a game to zero against the Packers. And then that pick that you heard in that, you know, that playback there, what a momentum shift. And how Nathaniel Hackett and Matt LaFleur and even Mike Pettine, they could not stop the bleeding. They could not make adjustments. The game was over with for them. And that's a kind of loss that gets into people's heads. And after the game, that kid that picked off Aaron Rodgers for only the third career pick six of his career. And by the way, two of those three pick sixes that Aaron Rodgers has ever thrown over the last 13 years were both in that same stadium, Raymond James. That kid, we had this on the postgame show, the Bucs safety, Jamel Dean, on what their defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, was saying after the Packers took that early 10-0 lead.
I mean, he just explained to us what's going on, what we're doing wrong, and then tell us to keep our composure. Okay, it's still early in the game. We're still in it, so keep fighting.
And the other thing is, he said that when the Packers lined up in that play and Devontae Adams was, you know, where he was in the formation, he immediately picked off the formation. He immediately knew that Devontae was going to run into the left flats there, and that's why he was able to jump that route so easily. And so we had a chance to talk to Devontae about this yesterday, and what was his reaction to this kid Dean saying his pick six came because the Packers formations and routes were so easy to figure out?
I think that's just something that DBs like to say to make it seem like they're more of a student of the game than what they are. I'm not really, whether or not, I mean, nobody knows but him, but I mean, I think it was more so the coverage and the situation than anything. But saying that you knew based off of formation, all that makes you sound smarter. So I think that's just why he went with that.
Well, how many times are we giving credit to a guy like, say, Charles Woodson for knowing what was coming? You know,
yeah.
The guys study and they see it, they know it's coming.
No, I mean, see, that left the Packers. I mean, this is a bigger deal. And I thought it was very wise of Matt LaFleur that he went to his team in the visitors' locker room in Tampa and basically said, okay, you all know that this was a bad week of practice. We came off our bye. We didn't practice the way we should have. You probably didn't study like you should have. And this is what happens. You get smacked in the mouth like this. You know, this is the NFL. You can't overlook anybody, especially a team that's got Tom Brady and a veteran, you know, coach like Bruce Arians. So, you know, LaFleur is trying to use this on his team and trying to say, you know, like we had in the clip there, we can't let this lull drag over now into another road game in Houston. So Aaron Rodgers, you know, look, man, your coach is saying this, you know, that you guys have to really change your attitude. And Rodgers was asked, you know, do you need to worry about a lull this week against the Texans that are so desperate for a win?
I have a firm belief in the manifestation of our thoughts and our words into reality. So I'm not even going to go down the hypothetical situation that you're referring to. You know, I do answer your questions best of my abilities at times. I'm not big on hypotheticals. In this case, like I've said this entire conference, the most important thing is to stick to the process and the plan and the routine. We are creatures of habit, and it's important to move forward. You know, by the time we watch that film on Monday, that's in the can. We're on to the next opponent. You know, the last 2 days we've been watching Houston. You know, we've been talking about Houston. We're on to the next situation.
Mike, I asked this last night. I'm going to just pause here for a minute. Why does this loss to Tampa Bay seem so big?
Because it's Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady.
And it's just that simple. Look, to me, it's a loss. You had a bad game. Move on. You know.
No, man. No, it was the prime game in the afternoon. You know, it was a big stage, and it's against a good coach in Bruce Arians. You know, too, pretty crafty. And it's because you started out running your game plan, your misdirection, but there was some pressures there. And it was also another physical team, like the 49ers or like the way the Eagles played in that loss last year, or you know that Bears defense from time to time. You're getting smacked around. You're getting beat physically, and you don't have enough soldiers to match up physically. You're getting pounded. And that gets into your head. With all the execution you can have, and you can talk about technique, when the guy across you is beating you and stronger than you, that gets in your head. That really is a confidence breaker. Now, what about this Texans team that, you know, Deshaun Watson? You thought it's going to be Deshaun Watson against Patrick Mahomes. These are the two quarterbacks of the future of the league, and they've still got a pretty good offense. But, you know, Bill O'Brien with that stupid, you know, DeAndre Hopkins trade to the Cards and bringing in David Johnson from the Cards, who's an average back at best. Will Fuller's, a great, speedy wide receiver that they've got. They can probably get Kenny Stills involved a little bit more. And Brandon Cooks is on this team. And I love the breakdown that John McClain, the veteran reporter of the Texans who was on your show yesterday, he's been covering that team for 44 years, Bill. You know, going back to when there was the Houston Oilers in Houston with Bum Phillips and some linebacker who played special teams named Ted Thompson. I mean, John knows Ted Thompson they're close friends as a player and everything. And so the Texans had this game against the Titans. And they're up in this thing, all right? After, you know, they fire O'Brien, it looks like Romeo Crennel could get their second win of the season. And they're up 30-29, and they've got the ball at a fourth and goal, and they can put this thing away. And David Johnson gets stuffed at the line by that tough Titans defense two or three times, and then Watson is able to get a pass over the middle to Brandon Cooks. They go up 36-29. They're up by seven. They're up by seven. So you just kick a field, a point after touchdown, and you're up by eight. But they think their defense stinks so bad that they were convinced that the Titans could easily go down the field and score seven and tie it up and send it to overtime. So they went for two instead. Deshaun Watson throws a bad ball. Now they miss it. Now they're up by six. And sure enough, Tennessee just marches down the field. A 60-yard short pass to the big Derrick Henry, and he takes it down to their 30, and they score and put it into overtime, and then they march down the field again on them. The Titans just ran over them with two possessions. And we talked to John McClain yesterday about what's the problem with the Texans.
Their defense is awful. I watched all these people around the country be critical of Romeo Crennel for going for two to beat the Titans instead of taking a chance on his defense, which is god-awful, stopping the Titans from scoring a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Anybody that has watched this defense knows that Crennel made the right choice. And people talk about the percentages. Now, tell them, percentages haven't watched this team. Percentages haven't seen how bad this defense is. And they proved it right after that. They had 76-yard touchdown drive to tie, 82-yard touchdown drive to win in overtime. So I think, why would anybody in their right mind think that if they'd have gone ahead and kicked the extra point, they could have kept the Titans from scoring a touchdown and two-point conversion? Give me Deshaun Watson to win on the two-yard line when he's playing great against a defense that's not very good any day of the week than relying on this defense to do squat. And the defense is historically bad when it comes to stopping the run, giving up 177.6 yards a game. They've already given up four 100-yard runners in the first six games. They gave up three the last 2 years. So they can't stop a nosebleed, can't stop a clock. We've used all the cliches, but I look for the Packers to bounce back in a big way.
There you go. It was a brilliant breakdown, and I appreciated the candor and the honesty. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike Clemens joining us from NFL Sirius Radio and breaking it down, the Green and Gold Insider. Hey, don't forget, Van Horn Automotive, they want to buy your vehicle. If you're looking for a new car, looking for a used car, looking to sell your car, finance your service in today's hard times, there's so many things you can do with Van Horn Automotive in the automotive world. All you have to do is go to vanhornauto.com. You can find a new one. You can find a used one. They have many different dealerships all throughout the state of Wisconsin and into Iowa, domestic, foreign. They have got just different makes and different models, so many good things. I bought a Dodge truck, Dodge Ram, loved it. Then I changed and went to the Ford F-150. Really enjoyed that car. Then I went to the Chevy Silverado, and I just had that recently delivered. Just love that vehicle. The Genesis I ended up buying, which is a regular car, a sedan, if you will, because I just, you know, I do a lot of driving and wanted some better gas mileage. And I picked that up, and that's just a tremendous, tremendous luxury car. There is nothing you can't do at Van Horn Automotive, and they're great people. Let's be honest. You can buy cars for about the same price anywhere, but all you got to do is go to Van Horn, and they treat you right. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. Family born and employee owned. Everybody's got skin in the game. Again, vanhornauto.com. More with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Certainly, I know we've had some missed ops where we didn't quite finish the play. We got to capitalize on those. And then I think, to your point, I think, you know, the more you can harass a quarterback and get after him, I think that leads to some of those potential turnover ops. So we got to keep just digging, man, and take it one play at a time.
Those are the words of Matt LaFleur. They got to keep on digging. Keep on trying to get it done. It's only a loss. They're back at it, 4-1, taking on the Houston Texans coming up this weekend. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. If you're a homeowner, business owner, looking for maybe your showroom, an industrial, they can do it all, different colors, different finishes, different textures, whatever it happens to be, and they warranty it for life. And, hey, if you're looking for a job, Sean needs some help. So maybe even if it's a part-time job, you can give him a buzz. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And, again, get a hold of Sean over there, whether you want an epoxy floor or you're looking for a job. Either way, he's looking to help you out. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Mike, Matt LaFleur peppered with questions as to why your defense is not putting up the same statistics sacks-wise as you did last year.
Yeah, I mean, I heard you say that on the show yesterday, and you're absolutely correct. And it evolved from this Pro Football Focus article that came out that said, you know, last year the Green Bay Packers with the Smith brothers and, you know, what Patton was doing with that defense, over 300 pressures during the course of the season. At the pace you're going on right now, you'd be lucky to get half of that. So what is the deal with in terms of getting to the quarterback like you did last year? And here's what Matt LaFleur had to say.
Certainly hasn't been as to the level that we want, and we definitely know we need to get more rush on opposing quarterbacks just to make their life uncomfortable. I think it's tough on quarterbacks when you're able to hit home, whether it's with four or pressure. So it's something that we've been working hard on, and hopefully that'll show in this next game.
And then, Bill, last night we talked to the defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, who seems to be kind of running out of reasons why about, by the way, you know, after these games, and, you know, you were looking for that Packers defense to come up with some kind of a turnover or a game changer to get the momentum going the other way, because they've only had three turnovers created so far by the defense this year. Here's Patton.
It's been disappointing, and one of the reasons it's disappointing is because we're doing a much better job of attacking the football, and we've had a bunch close, which accounts for nothing, but it's encouraging to see the progression we've made, but equally discouraging that we don't have the results. I mean, interception-wise, I mean, we've had some drops. We get those opportunities. We've got to take advantage of them.
And then safety Adrian Amos is a guy who has stepped up as a leader in that secondary without Tremont Williams there this year. Comes overall, even though you're 4-1, this defense is just average when it comes to the stats. And so you got to ask Adrian, how do you guys feel about that?
I mean, nobody, you know, really thinks that they should be a, you know, middle of the pack defense. You know, I think when you go out there, you prepare to be, you know, one of the best defenses. So we just got to go out there and execute. We got to be better. We got to make some plays. Got to get some turnovers. You know, we got to be sound and keep them out of the end zone. And, you know, I think all of them rankings and stuff like that, you know, that'll go up, you know, once we start, you know, playing our game.
Mike, I got to ask you, though, is it more – people want to see Mike Pettine fired, blow him out, he's Dom Capers. Look, I think you can only run the race as fast as you want to with the horses you have. And if your horses aren't as fast as the other horses, your horse is going to come in middle of the pack. That's where they're at. I don't know if you can just scheme around what they're going through right now. You know what I mean?
And they were without Kenny Clark up the middle for three games there. So hopefully that will, you know, let them do more things. Za'Darius Smith, you know, has been over the middle more. Gosh, I don't know. Do they miss Blake Martinez and Kyle Fackrell? Good Lord. You know, and Christian Kirksey was supposed to be the guy to bring in, and he doesn't sound like he's coming back anytime soon with that shoulder injury. So, you know, you start wondering if there's – and Preston Smith – you know, it goes for a week or two, like, well, he's not in the backfield. Well, he's dropping back in coverage. Okay, because they're trying to get Rashawn Gary on the field more. So you got Za'Darius over the middle. You got Gary on the other side. And then Preston is dropping back to try and help with these tight ends. But in the meantime, you know, and the other thing that Patton said, I thought, Bill, was like, well, look at the quarterbacks we played. I mean, we had to play Matthew Stafford. We had to play Tom Brady. We had to play Matt Ryan, who, by the way, was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week a week after they got, you know, blown out in Green Bay. So we played the top tier of quarterbacks. He didn't mention Kirk Cousins, by the way.
No, he did not. But, well, Drew Brees got rid of the ball real quick, too. Drew Brees had a really.
And so, you know what they're basically saying is, when you get a top five quarterback, we're going to have 12 guys in the secondary. We're going to play the pass coverage. We're not going to worry about speeding up the clock on the quarterback. But you'd still like to see him, instead of always playing with a lead, sometimes, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing from behind. So we need you to take some, you know, more chances with a corner blitz or something like that to change this a little bit. Now, there's really, like I say, there's a pall in that locker room after what happened in Tampa. Mercedes Lewis is this great veteran presence in that locker room, and here's what he's telling the fellas after that defeat.
Losses or defeats, if you take a defeat, you can be a man about that and live with that. But if you didn't go out there and give your personal best and take a defeat, can't sleep at night or live with that. Those other teams are trying to win a championship too. The margin for error is super small in this league, right? You guys know that. And so, you know, our attitude and our morale is up. That locker room is, you know, as vibrational as it can be. You know, we got started off on the right foot today. Going to continue the preparation and lead us right into Sunday.
Well, you hope, and I appreciate it. I mean, I like where he's coming from, and he's absolutely right. But it's got to transfer into wins and into much, much better play.
So you've been doing sports talk a long time. You've done shows late at night where kids are calling in and saying, I think we should trade Aaron Rodgers and good for you, you know.
Right, right.
Crazy trade schemes. But here's the deal. Talking to guys like John McClain and the others that cover the Texans, they're saying, listen, man, just blow it up. They have to start from scratch on that defense. You got Deshaun Watson. Build him a new team. Get a new GM, a new head coach, you know, the new Matt LaFleur out there to turn this thing around. And that means trade some of these veterans to beef up your draft picks. Now, could you imagine Green Bay? You know, the deadline is a week from Tuesday. It's election day, the trade deadline in the NFL. So J.J. Watt was asked point blank, hey, would you like to be traded to Green Bay? Did you ever dream about being a Green Bay Packer?
I imagine myself playing for Pewaukee High School. That's as far as I got in my dreams at the time. So, no, I can't say. I mean, growing up in Wisconsin, you know, that's just the way it was. Everything you had sports-wise, either green, gold, or red and white, that's what it was. So it's an incredible fan base that they have. Incredible people, obviously, fortunate to grow up there. And I absolutely respect and appreciate the loyalty that their fan base has to that team. So my goal since I got here was to bring a championship to the city of Houston. That remains my goal until the day I'm not a Houston Texan anymore. That will always be my goal. That's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm working towards today, and that's what I'll work towards tomorrow.
And Randall Cobb had that great career with the Packers. They moved on a couple of years ago. Randall Cobb, a bit of a coach killer right now. I mean, his final year in Green Bay is when Mike McCarthy got fired.
Right.
He goes to the Cowboys, and what happens to their head coach? You
Jason
know?
Garrett's gone.
Jason Garrett's gone. But he comes. So, you know, we asked him about that. I mean, can you believe that you're on a Texas team that looked like they were going to be, you know, contenders for the AFC, and now here they sit at 1-5?
Yeah, I don't think it was anything that I could have ever imagined. You know, obviously, whenever I signed here, Coach O'Brien was going into his 7th, 8th year here. He's built a foundation here, and having playoff runs, I could have never imagined that things would be sitting at 1-5 and he wouldn't be our head coach right now. That's just this league, and, you know, it's part of the business. It happens, and, you know, you never know what to expect. Crazier things happen in this business since I've been in it. You really just got to brace yourself and wait and see what happens. I bought a house here, so I planned on being here for the long haul. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, you take it day by day. You know, I think there was some there was a conversation after practice that took place, and we'll see. You know, I don't know what to think or what to believe. You just sit back and take it day by day and come to work and try to do your job every day.
There's a conversation or practice. That means, hey, guys, you might get traded.
Right, right. Well, we'll see if he ends up getting traded. Love to see J.J. Watt as a Green Bay Packer if he can help this defense. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Wrap things up with Mike Clemens of NFL Sirius Radio, our Green and Gold Insider next.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, guys, I know how stressful it is when it comes to coronavirus. It's on all of our minds at all times. And when we're going out in public, we're always thinking about it and we're trying not to. And we're also trying to feel safe. Well, when it comes to buying a car, I know one place that will keep you safe, and that's at Hyundai West Dallas. Hyundai West Dallas is the number one overall store for customer satisfaction. The staff at Hyundai West Dallas takes your safety very seriously, and you will notice that everyone's wearing masks and they're wiping down everything. When you bring your car into service, for example, they'll even put steering wheel covers on so no germs are able to be passed. Their showroom is always being cleaned, and don't worry, guys, if you forget your mask at home, which I do from time to time, they have free ones there just for you. You don't have to pay for it or anything like that. So why do I say all this? Well, come on, that's easy. It's just one more reason why you need to get your new car from Hyundai West Dallas. They have the lowest prices in town, the best inventory, and they are the most respectful when it comes to your safety. They even have discounted prices, like on the 2021 Hyundai Palisade, the best SUV around. Hyundai West Dallas, located just off of Highway 100 in West Dallas, and not too far of a drive from, say, Waukesha or West Bend or downtown Milwaukee. When you go in, if you mention my name, Joe Zanzola, or Radio Joe, you will receive an additional $500 off any new or used vehicle in their inventory. Hyundai West Dallas, where their ordinary needs to be extraordinary.
I mean, it's a little weird. Actually, you know, I was in Dallas last year and we played the Packers. It was a very weird feeling after being in Green Bay for 8 years, you know, giving everything to that organization to play them. It was weird being on the other sidelines, but, you know, it's a new year, a different situation, and really we're just looking to go 1-0 this week.
Welcome back to the program. A few minutes before we get out of here, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Good to hear from Randall Cobb there, Michael.
Yeah, and some of these former backup quarterbacks interviewed by ESPN in their pregame show last week, like Joe Callahan, was asked about the time he was invited to Aaron Rodgers' house for a barbecue.
My rookie year, he invited us over for a little barbecue at his house, and then midway through the night, he broke out his karaoke microphone, which ranks how well you sing the song. You know, that turned from, you know, just a fun little barbecue to us competing over karaoke. And I would definitely double check the calibration on that microphone because his scores seemed a little too high that day.
Yeah, you know.
Gotcha, like, yeah.
He has guys over the house and they have competition karaoke. Seneca Wallace told a story about smoke coming from white jet trails, and Aaron looked up and said, "You ever think that causes cancer?" And then there's one more I want to play for you, and this is Brett Hundley, the longtime backup. He now plays for the Cardinals. Brett Hundley was asked, what's Aaron Rodgers like after a Packers loss?
He didn't like losing at all. I really hope Aaron watches this because I think the biggest thing that we had a battle was our body types, especially mine. You know, I like to be very fit, six-pack, you know, looking good, trim. And Aaron, his body fat percentage was through the roof most of the time when I was there. But I think that was the biggest struggle for Aaron. So, like, Aaron now, you know, if you watch this, man, I hope your body percentage fattens down.
I mean, if Rodgers saw that on TV the other night, how do you think he's going to come out this Sunday in Houston against the Texans?
Yep, I completely get it. He is he's going to be salivating at this point. Mike, good stuff. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you, Bill. Talk to you then.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Right now, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. So don't forget, coming up immediately following Green Bay and Houston, Packers and the Texans, Gary Ellerson and I break it down. Mike Clemens going to join us as well. It's a Green and Gold postgame show on many of these same stations. And if you don't have it, go to the radio.com app. You can always follow the flagship station, 1250 AM out of Milwaukee, and you'll pick it up there as well. It's a great way to stay in touch with us. That does it. It's the Friday edition now. Got a little bit of a gathering this afternoon. And then Badgers in Illinois tonight. Baseball game 3 tonight. Game 4 tomorrow. Packers on Sunday. It is an action-packed weekend. Get out and enjoy it if you can. Dodge the weather. Time for us to go. Have a go. See you.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.